This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could be with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is from Virginia. It's the Millers.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be talking to all the members of Karen Peck and New River on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
I have. CDs by Faithful Crossings, The Joy Heirs, and Tim Menzies.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the singing news.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, we have exclusive video of the Guardians on stage. That's on today's program.
And what about the archives?
From a few years ago at the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, we heard the Kinsman Quartet, someone in there singing bass that people will recognize.
Right.
And we have exclusive video on today's program.
Well, I'm excited about the program today. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Chuckwagon Gang's recording of Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away will be inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. The Chuckwagon Gang records for Mountain Home Music Company. The new lineup for the Dixie Melody Boys features Willie Sawry singing baritone, tenor Derek Boyd, Caden Howell as lead, and bass vocalist Earl Roberts. Veteran Ed O'Neill will continue to manage the group and will be singing with them as often as possible. The April Potter Agency has added bluegrass and gospel artist Nathan Stanley to their list of clients. Nathan is the grandson of Dr. Ralph Stanley. Vonda Armstrong and Hey Y'all Media have signed a radio promotion agreement with the Shira Brothers. The Shira Brothers are Aaron, Jacob, and Josh Shira. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Well, while you were discussing the Chuckwagon Gang and that great song by Albert E. Brumley in the news, I was rummaging around through the archives, and we found this video from the Brumley Gospel Sing in 2015 with the Chuckwagon Gang. Let's look at that. Since we have the Chuckwagon Gang here in the Gospel Music Today on the Road studio, I'm going to ask you to sing a little bit of
All right.
I'll Fly Away.
Okay.
Right. We have a mic right up there, so
okay.
I'll just get out of the way, and you
All
guys
right. We'll rearrange
sing
ourselves
a little bit.
And
okay.
We'll sing it.
You over there, you over there.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er,
thank you very much. What a treat to all the members of the Chuckwagon Gang. Thanks for being on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show, and the Guardians were there. We always enjoy seeing them, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
I serve a big God, and He is worthy to be praised, and we praise Him tonight.
How great thou art.
strive to go beyond the reach of space, to go beyond the distant glimmering stars. This world's alone, so small, within my master's house, the open sky is but a portion of his yard. Vast domain
to try to tell these lips can only start.
He's big enough to rule this mighty universe.
Yes, long enough to
We really like the Guardians. They always do a great job. And the Memphis Quartet Show, of course, is something we look forward to every year.
It's exciting. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Darlene Shirey. She sings in the Shireys, and her birthday is on October 27.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more singing from the Memphis Quartet Show coming up a little later, but first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We are at the National Quartet Convention, and I'm here with Faithful Crossings from Kansas City, Missouri. Right? Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
It's nice to see all of you, and to talk to you for a little bit, Tammy, we found out that you are part of Butler Music Group and
That's
set
right.
up the interviews for us, so thank you for that. You've done a lot for us this week. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
How long has Faithful Crossings been singing?
We began singing in 2006 as a family group. We grew into a quartet, and now we're back to a family group.
Okay. How about if you introduce everybody to us?
Okay. Well, I'm Tammy. This is is Chandler.
Hi.
This is Lauren. Both of these are our kids. And this is Curtis, my husband.
Okay, nice family group. I love that. So I have your most recent CD here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the name is Farther Down the Road, and it's Farther Down the Road Songs for the Journey, because we feel like so many times people in the church are living discouraged lives, and they just need strength for that journey. And while we strive to tell people about Jesus and to win the lost, we also strive to tell the church about the hope that they still have, even though, you know, they may have been saved for 30 years, but God's still the same God He was way back then. And there's still hope, and He still loves them, and He's still faithful.
What are some of the songs that are on the CD?
Well, right now our radio release is Shepherd of My Soul. It's a really soft, sweet, beautiful medley about the 23rd Psalm. But we've got some really powerful songs on there, like Grace Still Calls, that tells the sinner, you know, it doesn't matter where you've been or where you're at, that God's grace still calls. We've got songs about healing. My mom was healed of a serious illness. She was given 6 months to live and ended up living 40 years. God healed her, and there's a song on there about that. So just a lot of really personal songs to us that we hope will reach other people and give them hope. Yes.
What's your favorite song on the CD?
Grace Still Calls, just because it speaks to so many people, no matter what they're going through in their life. They can find hope in knowing that grace still calls their names.
That's so important. I love that. Okay, Dad, what's your favorite?
God Knows. It became really personal to me while we were in the middle of recording the project. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and it's one of those things that just makes you step back and reassess your life and figure out what God's doing, and sometimes you pray and you don't always hear the answer you're looking for. You don't always hear an answer at all. And even through the silence, we can trust His promise that He knows.
Chandler, do you have a favorite song on a CD?
Well, I mean, I really like all of them. They really give good lessons, and I just don't really have one.
Okay.
I believe my kind of one would be Tomb Is Empty.
Well, thank you all so much for being on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Legacy 5 at Grace Community Church in Woodstock, Georgia on November 16. If you're looking for a concert near you, check out the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The rich heritage and unique sound of gospel music can often be traced back to the smooth harmonies possessed by musical families who have continually passed down this tradition from generation to generation, such is the case with the Millers, who are a nationally known Southern gospel group based in Winchester, Virginia. This group is excited to share what God has accomplished in their lives, both individually and collectively. Members of the group are Randy Miller, Becky Miller, and Randy Simpson. You can find out more about this week's feature group at millermusicgroup.org. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Karen Peck in New River. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From the National Quartet Convention, the Gospel Music Today On the Road studio had Karen Peck and New River, and that's up next at Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention. With me, the members of Karen Peck and New River. And sitting right next to me, Karen Peck, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, friend. It is always great to be here.
We have been
at many, many events together over the years, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yes. And I just want to say on camera, while I have you here, and before we start talking about Karen Peck and New River, I want to know, how do you all like living in the South?
We love it.
And you know what? I can't wait for whenever we see you the next time. As you continue to live in the South, when you start talking like us, we're going to say, you're going to say, hey, y'all.
Well, I have a bigger transition than Jean does because I'm from Rhode Island.
Oh, so my goodness. Oh, bless him, Lord. We have to really pray for your accent.
All right. We want to talk about the new CD. Karen Peck in New River has a Dove Award nomination. Tell me about that.
We're very blessed to be a part of the Dove Awards. You know, honestly, at this point, we're just thankful to still be nominated, and we're so appreciative to the Gospel Music Association for acknowledging our project and our songs and our ministry as well. So we're up for Song of the Year. I know I'll be there, and we're also up for the Southern Gospel Artist of the Year. So we're very blessed to even be in the category. It's very honored. And, you know, we're honored to be at the Doves because they do everything always just above average, and it's really a joy to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Christian music, but it's up right up there with the Grammys and the Emmys and those big, you know.
It really, it's honestly the Gospel Grammys is what it is, because it's, you know, everything they do is done with excellence. They also highlight every genre of gospel music, and I love that. And I love, actually, and honestly, our whole group loves to be there just to see what the current songs are in every genre. And it's always so uplifting. And even though it is an award show, it's amazing how God moves. And boy, I mean, we have church in there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the right people to be able to do
that. That's true.
All right. I'm going to ask you to introduce all the group.
Well, I'm blessed. Susan and I are still sisters. Yes. We started New River in January of 1991. So we're very blessed. And, of course, this is my son, Matthew. And this is Grant Gibson and my daughter, Carrie Faith.
Okay. Matthew's been on stage for quite a while with his guitar.
Yes.
Carrie's kind of, how long has your daughter been on?
Carrie, you've been on since you were 16?
Yes. Yeah, about 6 years. So I'm 22 now. So
it goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does. And Matthew, you've been on the probably
almost 10 years.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Honestly, they've been on the road since Matthew was 10 days old. In his first convention, National Quartet Convention, he was 10 days old. And then, of course, Carrie has been on the road since she was 3 weeks old. So these kids have never known anything different. But I'm very blessed they've got their degree in college from Liberty Online.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of my kids. And also Grant. We're just thrilled to have Grant with us. He's, very seasoned and he's not a stranger to Southern gospel music. And so we're in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm. We've known Grant for a while, and he is he's a good addition to this group.
Season sounds old, though. I don't know about that.
That's good. Yeah. But seriously, Grant is also... Grant, you want to tell them what's happening? Boy, he's had a great year.
I've had a very busy year. 2019, I've just recently got engaged and getting married in December.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. And already have a house ready.
Yeah,
to go.
I moved to Dahlonega. Yeah, right. The first member in the 28 years of the group that's moved to Dahlonega. So.
And we want to officially give you a high five on the air, Susan. Here we go. Yes.
There you go.
Very good.
The first singer we've ever had in 28 years to live in our town. Now, we had a piano player, Craig Nobles. He lived in our town for as long as he was with us, for about, I think, about 8 years or so, but we've never had a singer, and it's so nice.
Well, it must make life easier for you, and we know groups where they have singers that drive the whole day to get to where the bus is.
Yeah, it is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's going to be so much easier for Grant, because when Grant is home on Mondays, he can just go across town and be home, and I'll have to drive half the day.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nice. We're very blessed.
All right. A new Karen Peck and New River CD on the way. Tell me about that.
Well, it's called Lift His Name, and we are so blessed by the CD. I feel like that we've turned a corner. It's been well over 2 years since we've had a new album out, and our Hope for All Nations CD really had a long lifespan. I mean, we were so blessed to be able to have several songs on there that have done well. And honestly, the whole album was just a turning point for our ministry. I really feel like, and Matthew has said this so graciously too, that this Lift His Name is another turn. And so I really am excited. I'm encouraged by every song. I'm encouraged by the sounds of this album. And honestly, the writing on this sound is very sound, and it's just very unique. And it's KPNR. I mean, it's what we do. So we cannot wait for everyone to hear the songs, but we can't wait to start staging these new songs.
Yeah. What you do always sounds fresh.
Thank you.
You know, we know Karen Peck and with the Neelands and real traditional Southern gospel.
Yeah.
But you always move along.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We, you know, that's our prayers. We always want it to be fresh. We want it to be relevant to where we are right now. And it seems like the Lord always sends us the right songs at the right time for whatever season we're in our ministry, in our personal lives. And it just seems like, I said this earlier in an interview, is they said, what do you do when life situations happen that, you know, like my husband, you know, when he was battling sickness. And I said, you know, what we do is we sing through it. We just sing, and the Lord helps us through. And hopefully we can encourage people along the way as we're going through situations.
Yeah, that's excellent. We always look forward to seeing Karen Peck in the New River, and we want to thank you all for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much, Karen.
His Way of Loving Me is a new CD by Tim Menzies. It was produced by Ben Isaacs and has I'm Working on a Building, Mama Knows, and I Surrender All. I like the title song. That's His Way of Loving Me by Tim Menzies.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts presents Glory Way Quartet in Stanley, North Carolina on November 14 at 5 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
In this month's Singing News magazine, there's articles about the 2020 Winter Sings and the 2020 Vacation Planner. No matter what part of the country you're in, there will be some concerts near you throughout the year. You can find a link to Singing News magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
In 1927, the Frank Stamps Quartet signed a recording contract with Victor Records. They had the first ever Southern Gospel hit single with Give a World a Smile. This group also established the four guys and a piano configuration for male quartet singing. The original Stamps Quartet survived in various forms until the 1950s, when eventually the group members left the Stamps Company and changed the group's name to the Plainsman Quartet. The Stamps Quartet name was reborn in the early 1960s. Smiling Joe Roper and Terry Blackwood were the members of the new Stamps around 1962. In 1967, J.D. Sumner joined the Stamps Quartet, along with Jimmy Blackwood and Donnie Sumner. In the 1970s, the group traveled as the key background group for Elvis Presley. In 1980, J.D. Sumner and Hovey Lister formed the Masters Five, and the Stamps name was once again dormant. In 1988, J.D. Sumner revived the Stamps name, and the group still travels today, led by Ed Enoch. You can find out more about the rich history of Southern Gospel music at the Southern Gospel History website, sghistory.com. Preserving the legacy of Southern Gospel music.
The Joy Heirs have a new CD, and it's called A New Beginning. It was produced by Roger Talley, and it has 14 great songs on it. It opens with He Is Coming Again, and also has favorites such as We Shall See Jesus and I Made It by Grace. My favorite is New Grace. That's the Joy Heirs with A New Beginning.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Kinsmen.
Okay, it's time for the archives.
That's right. This is from a few years ago at the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We heard of the Kinsmen Quartet. That exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of the day when work is over, from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one.
I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read.
I can softly singing,
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me.
This old world of ours is also full of trouble. This old world would also better be if we had more Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages cleft for me.
I can see us sitting around the table.
We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And I told you in the news notes today about all the wonderful things that are happening. They're listed in the Singing News magazine. Go out and check out a concert.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are very glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
All the way from Mississippi, it's Unity 4.
I'll be talking to an old friend of ours, Aaron Wilburn, on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, a couple of new CDs, one by Living Faith Quartet and the other one by Greg Sullivan.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at a concert in Marietta, Georgia. Avenue Trio sang that night, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives?
From the Freemans a few years ago in Springdale, Arkansas, exclusive video on today's show.
There's a lot going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
the Griggs family that make up the group known as Endless Highway has released a new single entitled He Rescued Me. The Troy Burns family has signed an exclusive booking agreement with the Dominion Agency. The Troy Burns family is Hall of Fame member Troy Burns, his wife Tammy, Ethan McNelly, and Jacob Wisnant. New Legacy Project has announced that their longtime lead singer, Hunter Sparkman, will be leaving the group at the end of the year. Hunter and his wife, Stacy, are expecting their first child in January. The Southern Gospel Music Association's Hall of Fame and Museum will be leaving their 21-year location at Dollywood, and they are currently looking for a new location. 65 South recording artists, the Bledsoes, have been recognized as favorite Christian music group in the annual awards presented by Good News Journal. That's to look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Marietta, Georgia, down where my old buddy Robert York is with the North Metro Gospel Singing, and Avenue was there, and I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord,
for my Lord.
I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Heaven say, there is a work to do. Well, I took my master's hand, and I joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm
on the battlefield for my Lord. I would
Robert York does a great job with those concerts. He is moving the concerts to Woodstock, Georgia. You can check it out on his Facebook page and find out all the details. We enjoyed Avenue that night. Casey, Daniel, and Kyle, they did a great job.
Yes, they did. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Randy Scoot Shelnut Jr. Scoot sings with the Dixie Echoes. His birthday is November 3.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up on Gospel Music Today. But first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Living Faith Quartet from Alabama has a new CD out called One Drop of Blood. It opens with When I Wake Up to Sleep No More. In addition to the title song, there is All My Hope and Home is Closer, which was written by group member Mark Bird and Tommy Swindle. My favorite on the CD is You Matter to Him. That's One Drop of Blood by Living Faith Quartet.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Legacy 5 will be at Grace Community Church in Woodstock, Georgia on November 16. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
In 2005, in a small country church in northeastern Mississippi, two brothers, Casey and J.C. Johnson, had a dream. They wanted to sing in a quartet. They had been listening to some great quartets and knew that was the style of music they wanted to sing. They were joined by Chuck Clark and Eric Johnson and became Unity 4 and began singing at festivals, benefits, and homecoming concerts in their hometown as well as neighboring states. They have become known for their rich harmonies and classic song selection and have begun writing their own material while holding true to the standards of the past quartets and their arrangements. Members of Unity 4 are Keith Pinnell, Casey Johnson, J.C. Johnson, and Mark McLean. You can find out more about this week's feature group at theunity4.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Aaron Wilburn. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
Aaron Wilburn sang at a great Roy Graves concert in Lyman, South Carolina, and we had the chance to talk to him backstage that night. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are on the road in Lyman, South Carolina. We are backstage at a great Roy Graves event, and with me, an old friend, Aaron Wilburn. Aaron, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thanks, Ken. It's been a while. Good to be back with you guys.
It's good to see you on the road again. Drove all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yes, and I'm telling you, it's funny because when all of this happened back in March, I thought, you know, for the first few weeks, wow, this is great. And home is an escape to go back to when you're on the road a lot. And then after about 6 months, it becomes a prison of sorts. Yeah. Because they're saying, stay in, stay in, stay in. And so what once was a place of, oh, I'm here, I can rest, out from the craziness, all of a sudden it kind of became a prison of sorts. Except it had gravy and biscuits in the kitchen when I made them and other good things. So. Mm. But it's great to be back out again. Thank you.
Yeah, it is nice. We know you as a singer. We know you from the comedy in your programs. And I don't know if everybody really is aware of your career as a songwriter also. In current times, what's the ratio of performing to songwriting for you?
Well, I write all the time. If you've spent 2 or 3 consecutive hours around me, I have been writing during that time, even though it's not evident to anyone. Singing is what I do. Comedy is what I do. A songwriter is what I am.
I see. That's
that
good.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's awesome. We met you the first time quite a few years ago now at the National Quartet Convention.
In fact, that video is, the other day it came up somehow on my Facebook, and I noticed it's one of the most viewed videos that I've ever participate in.
You told the story of writing 4 days late.
Yes.
And a wonderful story. But I want to go back to that to ask you the difference between songwriting back then, and how long ago did you write that song?
20 years. Song is Karen's anniversary of recording the song. It has been this year, mm-hmm. 20 years ago, and the song had been written about 4 years before that. So we're talking about 24 years ago.
Yeah. Now that song came to you based on incidents in your life, your own personal experience.
Yes.
And the song developed out of that.
Right.
Songwriting is different now, isn't it?
You know, it's hard for me to answer a lot of questions about then and now without sounding critical. Songwriting now is, let's meet next Thursday at 10 o'clock. And the company called and they need something like ta-dun, 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 ta-dun. So we need to write something to that tempo. And there was a time when I think, for the most part, what formed the song was not the tempo from someone in the recording session or in the companies, but it was a moment with God when the bottom had dropped out of your life. And Albert E. Brumley, according to his wife, when she was living, she told me that he hated working in the fields. And so did I. We were raised cotton farmers. Mm. But he was plowing, and he stopped, and she said he told her he stopped, and he was really hot. And he wiped his brow, and he looked up, and he said, "One of these days, I'll fly away from here." And so began "I'll Fly Away."
Yeah.
Songs were born in cotton fields. They were born in the sadness of a cemetery, or sitting beside someone as we're praying for them, knowing that there is no doctor within 50 miles.
Yeah.
And God is the only help and the only hope.
Now, Aaron Wilburn, still writing, still putting out the songs. And you were just telling me about one with one of the new groups that's become really popular.
I am so thrilled, Ken. Dad and his two sons, The Sound. That's what you need to remember.
Mm.
The Sound. They have recorded a phenomenal CD. And I'm so blessed that Lee Black and I wrote a song in that project entitled First Church of Mercy. And if you don't mind, I'd like to take 3 or 4 minutes to tell a background on that.
Sure.
That has not been told. We wrote the song, and in the song, the man comes into church, and he isn't sober. And he sits down and he's asked to leave. And in the original version, he was told, "Come back when you're sober." And his answer to the usher was, "If I was sober, I wouldn't need to be here." This song is very close to me, as you can probably tell. I'll try to gain my composure. The next Sunday was Father's Day. My daughter, instead of going to her church, where she's one of the leaders, she came to church with me for Father's Day. She sat beside me. And then a man came in and sat beside us. And when he did, I looked at her and I crossed my eyes and I said, "Wow." And she said, "I know. I can smell him from here. Do you want to move?" I said, "No, let's just sit here." And when I said that, as clearly as I'm speaking, a voice spoke to me and said, "This is the man you were writing about this week." I called Lee Black, or actually we met the next Tuesday to write again. I walked in and I said, "Lee, we've got to rewrite that first verse." And of course, the usher had asked him to leave. I said, "Let's write it the way it should be." And by the way, I shook hands and was friendly with the guy at church after the Lord convicted me. And so the first verse of this song and the chorus, if you don't mind me telling you, "He saw those around him move as he sat down, as the music softly played Amazing Grace." Last night's fall off the wagon left bruises on his face. He felt a hand on his shoulder, thought he'd hear, "Come back when you're sober." But instead, a friendly voice said, "We're glad you're here. Welcome to the First Church of Mercy, where the doors of love swing open wide. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, you can come inside. Welcome to the altar of forgiveness, where the fallen can fall and tears are wiped away. Welcome to the First Church of Mercy. Have a seat on the front row of grace."
That's where the great songs come from.
If we don't write songs that touch our hearts, we will not write songs that touch their hearts. If we don't write songs that make them cry or make ourselves cry, there will be no tears in the audiences within the next few years. Mm-hmm. In the same way, when I'm writing my fun songs, if I'm not laughing as I'm writing it, they're not going to laugh.
Yeah.
And so if I give joy to myself, I give it to others. If I bring inspiration to myself, I bring inspiration to others.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron, it's always great to see you, and we think of songs like 4 Days Late and What a Beautiful Day, and it's so nice to hear, so inspiring to hear that your heart is still in it.
I will not vote no if God says, "You've got 20 more years, or 30, or whatever." But whether it's 5 or 50 more years, I'm on the leaving side. And that means I'm closer. And that means my heart needs to be closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we need these days, I've started writing a song yesterday, and it's called I'm Waiting for the World to Change, and They're Waiting to See the Change in Me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're living at a time where I do not take as strong a stand as I need to take. I think I have friends and family and a lot of peers that we're not standing as strong in the truth that we believe as we should. And there's a world that's watching, and they don't do what we tell them they ought to do. They do what they see truth in.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I'm sorry, I started another sermon. And I promise if I come to your church, I won't preach unless you ask me to. And I'll take up two offerings, one for humor and one for the serious. No, I'm kidding.
That's a good deal. That's two for one. That's pretty good.
I just thought of that. I think God gave that to me.
Very good. Aaron, it's always great to see you.
Pleasure
we
to
want
be.
To thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Well, thank you and Gene so much for what y'all do. Thank you.
Thank you.
In this month's edition of Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about the Dixie Echoes and their celebration of 60 years of Southern Gospel. Dale Shelnut was hired in 1963, and the current lineup includes his son and grandson, Randy Shelnut Sr. and Jr. In the article, there's a great history of the group and a bright future ahead. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts presents Glory Way Quartet on November 14 in Stanley, North Carolina. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Today, our Southern Gospel History Spotlight shines on the Lefevers. The original Lefevre trio consisted of siblings Urias, Alphas, and Maud Lefevre from Smithville, Tennessee. The group first sang country music, but soon switched exclusively to gospel. In 1934, Urias married Eva Mae Whittington, a daughter of a Church of God minister. Eva Mae's father helped the group advance by scheduling them to sing at revival meetings. The Lefevres secured sponsorships from New Grape and Orange Crush. They were sometimes billed as the Suncrest Trio. By 1959, the children of Eva Mae and Urias were old enough to start joining the group. Pierce, Maurice, Andrea, and Mylon Lefevre performed in various configurations. During the 1960s, the Lefevres performed on the Gospel Singing Caravan television show. Alphas and Urias retired in the 1970s, and management duties were transferred to Rex Nealon. When Eva Mae left in 1977, the Lefevre name was retired and the group became known as the Rex Nealon Singers. Eva Mae appeared at the Grand Ole Gospel Reunion and on the Gaither Homecoming video series until her death in 2009. You can learn more about the Lefevres and other great groups at sghistory.com. I'm David Bruce Murray, editor of sghistory.com, bringing you this page from the past on Gospel Music Today.
Greg Sullivan has a new CD called I Know He Can. It was produced by Ricky Atkinson, and it opens with This Ship Was Made to Sail, and the song Beginning Again is currently out for radio release. Other songs on the CD are Child of Light and Masterpiece. My favorite is I'll See You at the House. That's I Know He Can by Greg Sullivan. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear our friends, the Freemans. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. This is from a few years ago in Springdale, Arkansas. We heard one of our favorite groups, the Freemans, that night. And that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Brand new song. Come on, y'all. Yeah. It takes water to quench the thirst of man. It takes love to fill the void of a lonely grave. It takes breath in a body if life is sustained. And it still takes the blood for a soul to be saved. But you'll only find what salvation's plan. Calvary was God's design to reach fallen man.
I believe it.
It was there on the rugged cross the price was paid. And we still takes the blood for a soul to be saved.
It takes sunlight and rain for flower to grow. It takes the wind to move the storm clouds away. takes a smile to melt a heart that has grown so cold. I believe it. Oh, and it still takes the blood for a soul to be saved. Come on now.
Search, but you'll only find what salvation's plan. God's design to reach fallen man. It was there on that rocky cross, the price was paid.
Oh my, hallelujah.
And the seal takes the blood for soul to be saved.
Tell it now.
And the seal takes the blood for soul to be saved.
You believe that tonight?
There is power.
There is power.
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 The wonder working power. And it still takes the blood for soul to be saved. And it still takes the blood for soul to be saved.
We always enjoy the Freemans. We look forward to seeing them, a true family group, and we really like the Freemans. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. If you know someone who likes Southern gospel music and doesn't know about our show, please tell them about it.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.